Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now in to hour number three on this live Thursday edition, the 19th day of January, 2006. And for the next hour, we're going to be joined by somebody who didn't sit there and suck their thumb and whine and roll around in a fetal position going, ugh. No, somebody who actually got involved, engaged the New World Order at point blank range, and has now had, you know, TV stations covering the film, thousands and tens of thousands watching it online, thousands buying it, having a big effect. They did Loose Change 1, now they've done Loose Change 2. It's even better. In fact, we're carrying it here at Infowars.com. He's Dylan Avery, and early in this hour, I know we've had callers holding for a while. We'll go to Thomas and Alex and Mike and others that have been patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But this is a little bit different of a 9/11 film from some of the others I've seen, different from mine. It's excellent. You know, it's a different perspective. Just asking the key questions, question after question. Well, what about this? What about that? And then it answers the question for you if you've got a brain. And so I think it's very effective, and folks should get it. We're very, very honored. You know, Dylan is very gracious, too. He let us post Loose Change 1 at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we put a link over to him where you can get it. But now we're carrying Loose Change 2, and hopefully he'll let us put that up on PrisonPlanet.tv. Dylan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Alex. It's good to be on.
You bet. You know, you're just another success story. I had David Stahl on, who's a city manager, a retired police officer, been a city councilman, and he discovered the toll road tracking grid. He went public, and now it looks like we may be able to beat it, at least with the majority of counties are joining us to say no to it. And you and a couple college students got together, did the research. You went off other, you know, documented research, did your own, and have done something very effective. You're affecting change.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Tell us about yourself before we get into the film and 9/11 and what you think is most important about it and take some calls on a host of issues. But tell us about your awakening. What woke you up? Why did you decide to do this? What was it like?
Well, it was about 3 years ago in May 2002. I was building a restaurant that was basically funded by James Gandolfini, who plays Tony Soprano on the HBO series Sopranos. And in May 2002, he came up for the opening party. I had a chance to speak with him after the party, and I was thinking about getting into the whole film industry, acting, directing, figuring out what I wanted to do. And I approached him. It was like 3 in the morning. I was like, Jim, I just had a quick question. Is this whole acting thing worth it? And is it worth it? And he's like, well, not really, kid. So I was like, okay, well, how about directing? He's like, well, if you want to be a successful director, then you have to have something that you want to say to the world. So it was... that night I started...
That's good advice. You just got to do it. It doesn't even have to be perfect. What you've done a great job, though, in the first thing you did. But, I mean, it's just, instead of just talking and all these trendy prants around, have lots of film meetings, and that's not how you do it. You just do it.
Yeah, well, like I said, man, I'm just a kid doing what I feel in my heart I need to do.
Well, you're not a kid at 23, right? I mean, we had a lot of founding fathers that were that age.
That's right. They were young. I forgot.
No, you're not a kid. They tell us that we're kids till we're 30 now, so we never realize we're men when we're 13, 14.
Yeah, well, I'm still growing, so I can't say I'm a man yet, but I'm on my way.
I say you're a man who has beliefs, a man who gets involved, a man who takes action. And you're doing a great job there, Dylan.
Well, thank you, Alex. I really appreciate it.
You bet. So he told you, this is riveting, he told you just have something you believe in, get involved.
Yeah, just have something to say and stand behind it. So I took a couple different ideas that I had been toying with in the past and characters and kind of threw them all together and started writing a feature film script, which eventually turned into Loose Change, the movie, which was a semi-fictional story about me and my friends finding out that September 11th was basically an inside job. And commercial break?
That is a commercial break. When we get back, we'll hear more about this. Hey, that's a seminal event. It was never even conscious with myself. I mean, I just was sick of all the lies and what was happening to our country 12 years ago. And so I just said, you know what, I'm going to get involved. And here we are today. Meanwhile, so many people never even live because they never get in the arena. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Loose Change, the second edition. Some film students, college students, got together, put it together. It's excellent. We're carrying it at InfoWars.com. September 11th was not a surprise attack on America, but rather a cold and calculated genocide by our own government. Question mark. What if? We were told that the Twin Towers were hit by commercial airliners and subsequently brought down by jet fuel. We were told that the Pentagon was hit by a Boeing 77. We were told that the Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We were told that 19 Arabs from halfway across the globe, acting under the orders from Osama bin Laden, were responsible. What you will see inside will prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that everything you know about 9/11 is a complete fabrication. Conspiracy theory, it's not a theory if you can prove it. And it's a Louder Than Words production, Loose Change, second edition, written and directed by Dylan Avery, produced by Corey Rowe. And, of course, there's a lot of other great folks involved in this, and we carry it again at InfoWars.com right now. You can get yourself a hard copy of it. Dylan, you were talking about how back in 2002, you are working at a local restaurant, building the local restaurant for the star of The Sopranos there in your town, and then you go talk to the head guy and you say, like 3 in the morning, hey, what do I do, you know, to get involved and break into acting? And I'm just recapping for those that didn't hear it in the last segment. And he goes, it's not worth it. You go, what about directing? He says, have something you believe in, stand behind it. And then you were already, I guess, kind of waking up to 9/11. And first it was going to be fiction or quasi kind of docudrama. Then you decided, no, just to make a doc, because obviously that's easier, not setting your sights too high for your first project. And you did a great job on Loose Change 1. Now Loose Change 2. But I want to get also into 9/11. I mean, when did you start to wake up to 9/11?
Well, I guess I subconsciously knew that something was wrong with the official story, because in the first maybe 10, 20 pages I started touching upon it. And when I started really research 9/11, I came across, I believe it was two key websites. It was Serendipity's World Trade Center and the so-called War on Terror, I believe, and Plague Puppy Archive. And a lot of people were posting videos of the collapses and just pointing things out. And it was at that point that I really started to realize that maybe what I was writing wasn't so much fiction as it was, wasn't so much fiction as it was reality. And you basically hit the nail on the head, Alex. I had too much information to put into an actual feature-length film, so I split it off and basically made Loose Change the documentary. And people ask me all the time, where'd you get the title Loose Change? You know, why Loose Change? It makes no sense whatsoever. It's like, well, the reason the documentary is called that is because of the movie that it all started from. And if all goes according to plan, we'll be shooting Loose Change, the movie, this year.
Well, I think, you know, the term loose change, it just makes you think of unanswered questions or loose things, you know, parts of things that are just wrong or parts of things that are jingling around in your pocket.
I think it's interesting. People hear loose change and they automatically think of money.
Well, I think that's obviously what we're so loose change in the film is going to mean something different.
No, it's the same meaning. I mean, it means loose change. You know, this is what has to happen, and we're doing our part.
So really, it's a way of saying unanswered questions, so things that are still, you know, running wild out there.
Yeah, things that have to be done if we want to change this country.
Well, that's certainly true. Now this second edition, why don't you tell folks what it goes through and describe it for them?
Well, basically, the main chapters of the film are, as you described, the opening timeline of the movie, which replaced the whole pod flash missile thing from Loose Change 1. Loose Change 2nd Edition opens up with an opening timeline. Majority of the research I used was from Killtown's website. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Killtown. He's an amazing, amazing 9/11 researcher. If you haven't seen his site, you should definitely check it out. Basically, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there.
I understand that you're also on cell phone. This was kind of a short notice interview, so you're kind of out on the job while doing this interview. We're gonna take some some calls coming up in a few minutes. But tell me about the team that made these two documentaries, because they're both excellent. But Loose Change 2, obviously, I think is a lot better. I mean, how long it took you to do it? How you did your research? What you decided to cover?
I tried to stick to the main key points that I could prove, basically, because, I mean, there's so much about 9/11. You cannot put everything about 9/11 into a single documentary. You're not going to make a 9/11 documentary that makes everybody happy, because everybody believes that, you know, this piece is important and this piece, and, you know, why...
Exactly. I've made three films about it, written a book, published a book, done hundreds of radio shows and thousands of interviews about it.
Exactly. Why didn't you put in this, and why didn't you put in John O'Neill? It's like, I mean, I can't include everything.
But again, there's those people who've never gotten off the bench, don't even understand what video editing software is, and they just go, why didn't you just make it like this? I mean, I would just ignore that type of stuff. I mean, that's routine. Armchair quarterbacks who've never been on the field going, why didn't he make that pass? You know, it's...
Yeah, I hear you, man. I tried to stick to the things that were the most solid pieces of evidence. And what I did for the second edition is I tried to take the first one. I mean, I basically, right after releasing the first one, I knew that it was incomplete, and I knew that there were automatically things that people were not going to like and things that I had to fix. And slowly, offers began pouring in for people that wanted to help, people that wanted to, like I said, the first contribution I got, which was key, which was Ryan Danan, who did the animation of Flight 77 crashing into the Pentagon, which was phenomenal. I mean, he did an outstanding job. This man's got a full-time job and a family and still managed to bang that out for me. And again, he did an outstanding job. So it started with that, and then I started taking some points from the first loose change, like the hijackers. People emailed me constantly asking, well, where did you get that information on the hijackers? So I went a lot more in-depth into that. I had key quotes from each hijacker, each article, links to the web pages where you can find them. I mean, I went all out.
And to be specific, it was kind of like what Hollywood does, but on a local level. They'll take a film and have focus groups look at it and have different screenings. So you made edition one, got everybody's feedback, and then used all of that critiquing, which is great. You know, we all do that to each other to actually augment and increase the quality and information and viewability of the second one.
Yep, basically. we tried to take the best suggestions that we got, and we also tried to include things that I originally wanted to include in the first. I just didn't have the time and the resources. Like Operation Northwoods, I mean, that originally opened up the documentary. I had this whole timeline, but it started going off course, and I started including things that weren't exactly relevant, so I figured I would just put that aside and come back to it at a later date, and that's what I did for the second edition. I start with Northwoods, and then I go to the controlled impact demonstration that NASA did in 1984, all the warnings that the government got. Basically, it's a much better lead-in to virgins to 9/11 who have no idea what they're about to get themselves into.
Yeah, they've been beta testing and oiling this and preparing it for many years. When you really start looking at it, it is totally obvious who did this.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. It is massive.
You know, people always say, hey, something this big, they get caught. People will speak out. They have spoken out. I mean, it is what I call an orgy of evidence. It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How,
yeah,
number one, the official story is totally impossible, a complete joke, an absolute 110% fraud. Every part of it is demonstrably a lie and manufactured and deceptive. That's number one. And of course, they had prior knowledge, and all of that they tried to deny is now public knowledge and admitted. Then you look at who the hijackers are. They're clearly government agents. They're clearly being trained at U.S. military bases. They're clearly being protected. Then you look at NORAD standing down. You look at the public officials being warned not to fly. You look at the insider trading. You look at the bombs in the buildings. You look at all of it. It's pretty conclusive, Dylan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I got one of those the other day. People were like, well, you know, when you get to conspiracy theories like this, it's like there's, especially with something like 9/11, is there's so many people that were involved. Is how have they not come out? I mean, there's a number of reasons why they wouldn't have. I mean, if you work for a government that killed 3,000 people, I mean, you probably fear for your own life as well.
A lot of them have gone public. A lot. I mean, again, the Defense Language School dean said, I trained some of the hijackers. They were here at my school. They're government ops. The government did it. It was in the San Jose Mercury News. They told him to shut up and threatened him. I mean, a bunch of people went public. How many FBI agents? How many? John O'Neill said, and he died on 9/11. He told British TV, he said, they're going to stage an attack. He said they're going to let an attack take place as a way to invade Afghanistan. And what happened?
Exactly that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Dylan, we're about to break, but in the minute and a half we've got, what are some of the other things you want to talk about when we get back?
I'm really up for anything right now, Alex. I have to apologize. Today I am under an enormous amount of stress, so this interview is probably not under the best of circumstances. I just really have a lot of things that I'm waiting to do, and a lot of things are going wrong for us consecutively, so I would like to apologize. I'm not in my best of moods.
Yeah, I've heard you on other shows. You do sound a bit frazzled on this one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm under a lot of stress lately.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know what? You just got to relax and enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I'm doing my best, man. Believe me, I'm trying.
Yeah, well, you've taken a big load on yourself. Was I correct in saying you're 23 years old?
I'm 22, actually.
22.
Yeah.
So I guess when you first started getting involved, you were 20 or 19?
18, actually.
18.
Because I just turned 22 this past November.
Yeah, well, there are people out there who say, well, some kids made this. I don't want to hear from them. You know, the old Bible verse, out of the mouths of babes. But more than that, you just went out and looked at all the research by all these incredible physicists and underwriters and all the experts, and you guys did a great job of compiling it.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, is that people accuse us of, like, stealing other people's research. It's like, we're not stealing it. I'm not claiming to do anything extraordinary.
You even give people credit. That's what's nuts about some of these, quote, researchers, is that you linked to me, or you use my stuff. How dare you? Well, we're trying to stop a bunch of killers from doing more, folks. But, you know, you just got to ignore those egomaniacs, and there's not many of them out there, but they're just, a lot of them are trying to just control the movement and everything and try to limit its scope. I think it's great to have a wide debate, look at all the evidence, flesh it out. Dylan, stay there. Let's come back and take a bunch of calls on the other side. And, folks, if you want loose change, it's on InfoWars.com. Right now, get your hard copy.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today. I was talking to him during the break. It sounds like my life. He's dealing with DVD manufacturers not delivering stuff on time.
shipping stuff out, the nightmare of it. I remember doing it out of my house many years ago, and that's the point he's at. Trying to edit and make films while you're doing this, trying to answer hundreds of emails and faxes, it's a lot of fun. And so I know the mode that Dylan's in. It's fun to be in the arena. These callers will be all over the map. They've been holding for eons, but it all ties back into the same stuff. Let's go to some calls. Thomas in Florida, you're on the air with Dylan Avery and Alex Jones. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex, and it's a given that we appreciate you. And I'll make this quick. This is a little off the mark what you're talking about today. But yesterday I went in to get a regular physical for my insurance. And I'm sitting in the lobby and surrounded by books and things up on the wall talking about flu vaccine, get this vaccine, vaccine yourself. And I go back in the back and they take my blood. And I'm still sitting there with the deal in my arm where they pulled it out and the nurse leaves. And she comes back in, and she's got this syringe full of something. And she goes to start putting my arm. I said, what are you doing? What are you putting in my arm? And she said, well, this is something we're going to be able to tell about your blood from now on of anything that's going on in your body. And I said, well, what's in it? And she said, well, it won't hurt you. It's safe. Trust it.
She wouldn't even tell you what it was?
She couldn't tell me what it was. And then I'd say, well, you're not putting that in my arm. And she brings the doctor back there, and he couldn't even tell me what was in it. All right, and I started
asking. Well, sir, what were you there for? Was it a big city clinic?
It was right up here in Sarasota.
But,
my regular physical for my insurance, which I have good health, and I'm blessed with that. And just for my standards.
They were going to put some kind of trait. Folks, this is what's getting crazy, is that I get reports of this all the time. They know the general public's dumbed down, and so they're doing. And again, we've had a government 3,000 plus times declassified, use chemical, biologicals, and radiologicals on the American people. I mean, again, Israel irradiated 110,000 of their own children, killed them for $3 billion from the U.S., up until the 60s, just type in Israel radiated its own children. It'll pop up, mainstream news, Israel. The same governments that admittedly have done all this in the past now want us to totally trust them, and, oh, they wouldn't be behind terror. Dylan Avery, you want to comment on this?
Well, actually, I was reading up on Mumia Abu-Jamal earlier, actually, and I don't know if you know about him, but what happened to him happened back in the 1980s. Basically, this guy was a journalist, and he was a cab driver at night to pay his bills, and he was letting off a fare at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and he looks out his car window, and he sees his brother in the street. His brother got shot, and Mumia ran out there to check on his brother, and then he got jumped or something, and he lost consciousness, and when he woke up, the officer and his brother were dead. And then Mumia got picked up by an ambulance. It took like a half hour to get to the hospital, and basically what ended up happening is he got framed for the officer's death. And he's been in jail since 1983. And, I mean, this was back in the 1980s. I mean, this innocent black journalist in Philadelphia got framed for a brother and a police officer's murder. I mean, it's ridiculous.
There is so much bizarre stuff going on and happening, but I mean, all the stories of poor people going to the health department and get sterilized. I mean, that happened to, 400 and something thousand women from the 1920s until 1980s. We've had them on. And so is this the city health department? Did you go into some old city hospital to have this checkup? Where were you when they were doing this?
This was in a high-end, this is a high-end area down here anyway.
Okay, so this was in a private clinic.
This was in a private clinic for expensive insurance that I have, and I've never made any claims, but here it gets better.
But you did say no to the shot.
I said no, and when he couldn't tell me, they come back and say, well, we cannot honor your insurance unless you take this. And, I said, well, I'm leaving. And when they start opening the door, they were walking me out. All right, so when I got in the lobby, I sat there and said, you see all this stuff to the people that was there? I said, you see all this stuff about vaccines on the wall? I asked the guy, the doctor was still behind me. I said, have you told everybody how much mercury's in these vaccines? His face got blood red. He turned over there to the receptionist and said, call the police. I told him it was a piece of crap when they were throwing me out the front door.
Well, good. You don't need their trashy insurance. Folks, I hear about this all the time. Listen, local news gets on. It happens nationwide a month before school and says you must take vaccines or you'll be arrested. There's no law. Listen, next summer, when you are watching it on TV, I don't care if you live in Albuquerque or in New York or Austin, and you're going to see it on every channel, it's the law. You'll be arrested. call up and go, what's that law? And the news will go, we were just told to say this. There's not even a law. And, sir, the story you're telling, I'm getting all the time. You just go to the doctor and, we've got an injection for you. Well, what is that? You need to get out of here right now, boy. Because the drug companies are giving them money to do this. I mean, it's just... oh, my gosh. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Folks,
hey!
I have no way of verifying what that caller just told us, but I'm going to ask him to send us an email detailing it with names, everything. I will try to investigate it. But I know this, all over the country, again, GIs over and over again would go in and they'd go, free health care for your children. And our government would just put little kids in a chamber and kill them. And your kid's dead. That's Time Magazine. They'll just calmly report it. Or pregnant wives go in to have babies back, to the troops, and they give them uranium, plutonium pills and tell them, now, if you don't feel good taking these vitamins, come right in here. And they'd have doctors on standby with film cameras rolling just to see how the baby died. Oh, don't believe me? Just I mean, I have this thing where talk show hosts, when I'm doing an interview, don't believe me. I'm not a betting man, but I'll go, 10 grand right now. Come on, 10 grand. 10 grand. Don't believe me? Don't believe me that Israel irradiated 110,000 children? Most of them, of course, died within just a week or so. Don't believe me? Don't believe it's in mainstream newspapers over there? Just calmly announced like they're reporting on the price of petrol or something. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you want to know why I freak out, why I'm always going wild? Because, I mean, I'm just a bunch of psychopathic killers running everything right in front of us. And I know, I mean, the black men in Tuskegee, they'd go in, they'd have syphilis, they'd let them die of it over 40, 50 years. Now the evidence shows they were giving them syphilis. Imagine, poor black men. I'm going in to see the doctor in Alabama, and you go in and, hello, doctor, I appreciate your help. And that doctor's like, yes, we'll take care of you here. Now you'll... I mean, it's so sick. And everybody just wants to be a bunch of naive idiots. What's wrong with us? I'm not a braying sheep in a pen that's going to take it. And, yeah, I've talked to people who go in, and they'll just really push these shots on you. They're putting all kinds of weird stuff in them. The doctors won't even ask what it is. They're just getting some bounty. And believe me, these insurance companies are the worst. And I mean, Dylan Avery, do you ever just get totally flipped out like I do just by how crazy everything that's admitted is?
Yeah, all the time. That's why I try to take a break now and then and try to keep myself somewhat sane.
I mean, it really is insane. I mean, when you know that, I mean, folks, they'll take our troops and put them out in the field and fly over and nerve gas them and just kill them. Over and over again, and it can be in the BBC, and it's just, oh, government kills you. It's just, you trust them, though. They wouldn't, they're fighting Al-Qaeda, man. Iran's a real threat.
Yeah, right. man, you, Alex, you need to have Corey on your show sometime, because he was in Afghanistan and Iraq, and he would have tons of things to tell you about the war.
He's one of the guys that worked on the film. What? Now, yeah, tell us about Corey.
Corey, well, he and I have been friends for... basically forever, not our entire lives, but we're definitely best friends.
Soul brothers.
Yeah, basically. We ran into each other when we started doing a paper route together, and we've been best friends ever since. Back in August 2001, Corey enlisted to the Army, and his first day of basic training was September 11th, 2001. And within 2 or 3 months, he was in Afghanistan. And then when he was in Afghanistan, he emailed me. He was like, yeah, I'm in Afghanistan now. We're probably going to Iraq next. And that was in November 2001. And the troops knew they were going to Iraq. Well, they didn't know. I guess it was more like a joke among the troops. But basically, Corey just got out of the Army this past summer.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard Corey on Jack Blood's show.
Yeah, you probably have. And he's got out of the Army, and he's been fighting the good fight ever since.
And didn't he work with you on the new film?
Yeah, he's my producer and advisor. You know, I'm the one that does the editing and all the work, but he stands over my shoulder, gives me advice, tells me what looks good, what doesn't. You know, does a producer's job.
Well, that's why the New World Order's got a problem, is their troops, their military, their police, we are turning them to the light every day. They are coming over to America. They are coming home. They are coming home to decency and honor and beauty and love and just everything wholesome. And they are feeling so good when they do it. They are being empowered to be the warriors they truly are. And the New World Order needs to know this. We're not going down easy. We're not going down without a fight. We know who you are. We know what you've done. And we know what you're trying to set up will make all your previous crimes pale in significance. And I just want them to know you got to fight. You don't control all of us, and our numbers are growing. You want to tell them that, Dylan?
Yep. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm doing my part.
Are you taking them on at point-blank range?
Yeah.
Are you engaging enemy formations?
Hey, man, if you could get me within speaking distance of any of these people, seriously, I'll get some answers out of them. I mean, I would love to be in a room with George Bush. I would love it.
Let's take a couple more calls. Again, if you want to get loose change, it's on InfoWars.com. Dylan graciously has authorized me to post it on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. That'll be up by next week. And just such a wonderful film, and we're so honored to have Dylan with us. If you want to get a copy of it, it's 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And just a testament to Dylan and his crew, again, you know, 19 years old, Cecil Chapman, and goes and does the research, puts a film together. There have been other great films made by, you know, 60-year-old people, or films made by 30-year-old folks. It doesn't matter. It's the information. I've looked at it. It's good information. It's important. It's very effective at waking people up, so be sure and get a hard copy of it. While supplies last, Dylan, we're starting to run out of that first shipment. Are you going to, how soon do we get some more? I mean, we've got some in stock right now, but not many. How long do you get some more in?
Hopefully within a week or two, man. We're doing a lot of things right now. Like I told you over the break, we kind of got shot down at the last minute by our last
plant. No, I understand, but I mean, you just got more in, but it's good to be selling out of something. Let's go ahead here and go back to the calls. Mike in Oregon. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. I just have a couple quick questions. First one to Dylan. I just wanted to know if he's found himself on the no-fly list. And, Alex, I know you're not, and I was wondering, I find it weird that you're not on the no-fly list.
My dad is.
Your dad is.
Yes, because they do it selectively, and they know all scream bloody murder and make a big deal out of it. I mean, Ted Kennedy is. My dad, because his name is so common, Jones is very common, and his first name's even more common. And so he started adding his middle initial. You know, in his case, it really is a mistake because there's so many people. I mean, there's got to be tens of thousands with his name just in the U.S. alone, and then in Western Europe and England, there's just as many. I mean, it's ridiculous. But so they did advise people that if you're having trouble with a really common name, that what you do is you just add your initial, or maybe your initials matching somebody, you take your initial out and you get through. You know, it's like 4-year-olds that can't fly because their name is the same as somebody else, and TSA goes, we know you're not him, but sorry, you can't fly. So there is some clear harassment, but at the same time, there's not harassment. Like, there's been Green Party people who are going to fly to, you know, from Maine to Minneapolis, St. Paul for a Green Party meeting, and they find out they're on the list because they don't like their politics. Look, they've already attacked me physically. They've already done all kinds of stuff to me, and they know I increase my attack every time they do. I mean, that's my rule. And I always intensify the attack every time I'm attacked. They understand that's my instinctive mode. I don't run, I fight. You know, you can fight or flight, or you can grovel and go into a catatonic, unnatural state. I don't run unless I believe that's the right thing to do, but generally my instincts are don't, and I never really have, but I'm not saying I wouldn't if I'm not going to say that, you know, there's not a place for that. No one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no one to run. You know, that's the best. People ask, why am I alive? Because they don't want to make me a martyr, folks. Now, may there be a fake mugging. May I get killed in a drive-by, and they grab some crackhead and blame it on them. Could that happen? Yeah, but we're all going to die. You know, and again, the number one cause of death is getting on the highway and until you're 55, and it's heart attacks and cancer, respectively. But we all still get in our cars and hurtle down the road at 80 miles an hour with 18-wheelers right beside us. I was driving up to a car dealership to pick up my car that had some work done on it Saturday, and I saw a pickup truck all smashed with them cutting the guy out, tuned into the news. Later, driving back, and he was dead. Now, Al-Qaeda didn't kill him. George Bush didn't kill him. Chupacabra didn't kill him. You know, all this lions and tigers and bears didn't kill him. It was a car hurtling down I-35, and we all make that decision every day. We put our kids in the car. We drive out on the road, but then we're all quaking in fear of the government. Listen, man, life's too short to be afraid of dying. I am not afraid. And it's not even some heroic thing to just gut up and get past your fear. I'm sorry. Anything else, Mike?
No, just wondering if Dylan's on the list.
No, I'm not. As of last July, I flew out to California. I plan on going back in the next couple months. So if I get shot down at the ticket counter, I'll definitely let you know.
And also, just a quick one, Alex. Do you give fellow filmmakers sort of like a blanket, I guess, approval to use your voice or image in documentaries to help get the word out? Or?
You know, I can't sit here on the radio and just say, oh, blanket, you can do whatever you want because of my enemies will do stuff. But I've authorized people for nonprofit educational purposes, that is, giving my videos away, that you can do that because it's all fair use. But I do reserve the right to revoke people who are abusing it. So there isn't just a blanket carte blanche thing. But under fair use, you don't have to ask my permission if you want to use a very small portion of what I'm doing, or if you are critiquing what I'm doing, either good or bad. So you need to look into the law on that. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Missouri. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Dylan, just calling to say hi. How you doing, man?
I'm trying to do my best, buddy. How about you?
Oh, just fine. I'm really sorry to hear about that distributor. That was not very nice.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
Let's move on to some information. Anything you want to talk about in the New World Order? Concentration camps? You know, we had a big professor on last hour saying he doesn't know if we'll make it. We may go into total martial law. Any comments on something like that or anything?
Actually, yeah. I disagree with the pessimism. In all honesty, it's going to fall. It is going to fall. This Patriot Act, it's going to burn. It's going to go away because people have woken up now and they're realizing what they've seen in front of them is, you know, Toto, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Oh, I agree with you. I think the illusion is disappearing. I think people are really seeing through things.
Exactly. And similar thing, I predict a similar thing is going to happen here that happened in, like, Great Britain a long time ago when they had similar things with supposed terrorist attacks. People in the government, people will, you know, go into office and then suddenly realize this legislation defeats the purpose of our form of government. Let's get rid of this legislation. And
yeah, it's good to talk about repealing things. I appreciate the call. Matt in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just want to thank you all for all that you do. I had a comment about the title, Loose Change.
Yes.
What I first thought it was about, I thought it might be about the gold that was missing out of the bottom of the World Trade Center and the economic.
That's right, a 100-something billion. Admittedly there, gold doesn't disappear, folks. And then there's just no discussion about it now. You ask the media, they go, we're not going to talk about those Federal Reserve vaults. Dylan?
Yeah, we actually cover that in the conclusion of the second edition, go over the gold that was missing in the empty dump trucks and the convoy of cars that was found underneath World Trade Center 4. No bodies recovered, which means basically these people got out of their trucks and started running. But, I mean, how did they know the South Tower was going to collapse?
Do you remember Die Hard 3, where the Germans carry out a terror attack, but really it's a diversion to rob the World Trade Center vaults? The globalists just love doing stuff like this. They love it. I mean, they have a Fox TV special, Lone Gunman, where a government group hijacks a jet to fly it by remote control and blame it on hijackers into the World Trade Center so they can attack Afghanistan. Then I have Dean Haglund on from the start of the show saying that the CIA was planning those stories on them. I mean, how much more obvious is that?
Doesn't get much more obvious than that, man.
No, it doesn't get much more obvious than that. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying there, Matt.
Well, I'd like to add that I was just talking to my rep at Midas yesterday, and he informed me that the M3 money supply figures are going to be discontinued in March, and that's what I think makes the gold so pertinent.
That's right. If you thought that Alan Greenspan printed money and drove down the value of the dollar by roughly 45%, get ready for this new guy. He is called Mr. Helicopter. He said he wants to just literally dump money out of helicopters.
Helicopter Ben.
Yeah, sounds good until you realize that it'll be worth toilet paper.
Right, and that's how they're really getting us. That's my personal interest is what they're doing to us economically, Alex. But I'll tell you what, you guys just keep up what you're doing, and I'm going to keep listening. Thanks a lot.
I hear you. I appreciate it. Listen, folks, we have the strongest currency in the world. It is now barely first world status, about to drop into major third world status. I mean, you know, we all joke about Mexico. You can go down there with $100 and live for a week. They got a junk currency. But Americans have been brainwashed to avoid any confrontation or something threatening to their paradigm. So now I talk to businessmen. I go, you know, the dollar's been devalued. Your bank, and they go, huh? What's that mean? Well, the dollar's been devalued. Our currency, Bush gives you a little 5% tax cut, but then they devalue the currency by 40-something%. Now, would you rather keep the value or get 5% back? I don't know what you're talking about, Alex. Things are good. It's just there's a total disconnect, Dylan.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to turn my money into gold as soon as possible, without a doubt.
Well, I mean, obviously, folks, this network's owned by a company that sells gold, but, I mean, that's where I bought my gold. I bought some is from Midas Resources, I guess about 5-6 different buys, no more than that over the years, of a few coins here, a few coins there. But, you know, regardless, I don't have to sit there and stand on trust me. Gold has doubled in value in the last 5 years, and the stock market has gone down. And then people go, well, it's at 11,000, Alex. They take out any losers from it. You see, everything is cooked. Everything is cooked. The numbers are cooked. So I don't know. I mean, don't listen to me. Double your money or don't. And I didn't dump my gold when it doubled. I'm holding on to it. Because at least it's got some intrinsic value. It is not paper.
Mm-hmm. So any more callers?
We're going to go to some after this quick break, Dylan. We're going to go to break here. And then we're going to come back and start taking a few more final phone calls here in the final segment. But just so I can understand this, you are now going to try to make a feature film out of what really happened on 9/11?
Yeah, we're going to do our best. I mean, we have limited resources, but hopefully if everything goes right this year, we'll have enough within our hands to film the movie.
Well, it'd be great to have Mel Gibson make that movie.
Actually, you should get me in touch with Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, I don't know if Robert Rodriguez would want to do something like that.
Yeah,
who knows?
Not.
Who knows? He might. You know, he's. I know Richard Linklater pretty good. I don't really know Robert very well, but we'll be right back with Dylan Avery. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Very, very busy out there fighting the New World Order. And that's good. Dr. Rubin and Dave, that'll be it for calls. This has been a great broadcast today. I want to thank all of our guests that came on. If you missed the interview in the last hour with the professor from Notre Dame University, who debated this John Yoo about how the government says they can torture children in front of their parents. I mean, this is getting sick. If you missed that, it's coming back up tonight. You want to tune in for that. Rubin in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Rubin.
Hey, thanks. Gentlemen, my favorite part of Loose Change is where you show the jet turbine blowing a, I think it's an ambulance or a car away from it as it approaches on a runway, proving that a 747 couldn't have flown over that highway without tumbling cars over hitting the Pentagon.
Yeah, the reason I removed that clip from the second edition of Loose Change is because there was some speculation that that video was actually a computer simulation or like something that was staged and not actually real. So
was it real?
I don't know. I heard a couple different claims. Some people said it was real. Some people said I couldn't really get much of a verifiable source. So
look, regardless, the Pentagon stinks from every different angle, and I think it's important to look at it in the film. The film does that. Anything else, Ruben?
There's a guy on TV pushing this book, Kevin Trudeau, National Cures, want you to know about. And I was watching him last night, and I'm thinking, why doesn't Alex Jones or Dylan Avery push their 9/11 videos on an infomercial? Is that possible?
You know, I don't think that at this point, that's a great idea. People should do it. If somebody else does it, more power to them. My goal is to get the word out. They can refuse. I know a few have actually tried similar things. They can refuse to let you buy time on them. Trudeau's even had trouble when his stuff's pretty mild. And it takes a lot of capital to even produce those at the standards they demand and then to distribute it and do it. It is a monumental undertaking. It should be attempted. It should be tried. But, again, we need to be capitalized and supported to do that. According to some, I'm bad that I say make copies of my videos. I shouldn't even sell them. The problem is we couldn't even make films if we didn't sell films. But that's the COINTELPRO people that don't want us to even be able to fight the New World Order. Thank you, Ruben, for the call. Dave in Connecticut, it's a great idea from Ruben, isn't it? That's a great idea, Dylan.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk to Dave in Connecticut. Dave, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I'm worried about the economics of the situation. I agree that the Patriot Act might get turned down, but I'll give you an example. Regional News up here in the Connecticut area. An iconic company, something you're going to be very familiar with, Winchester Repeating Arms. They're going to be closing the plant in 60 days. 60 days, Alex. Winchester Repeating Arms, the gun that won the West. And you want to know where they're thinking of reopening the plant?
I thought Winchester was already in Japan.
No, well, there's a New Haven plant here, and they're making stuff, and they're going to be closing it, and it's going to be going, the rest of the operation, if they've got some of it there, is going to be going to China.
And yeah, I knew Japan actually had manufacturing plants in China. I thought it was a Japanese operation, though.
Well, according to what I'm hearing from the mayor of New Haven on the local news, which, of course, you take what you take, he's trying to stop it, but... I'll give you another quick example. I worked for the world's largest oil company, won't mention their name, for 5 years.
ExxonMobil.
Right. They closed the plant in Connecticut. It was a plastics manufacturing facility because the price of resin went up, when they helped raise, by the way, said it wasn't making any money. And then I went to, 60 days later, I got another job at a rolling mill company in the Connecticut area that had been open since 1905. I was there for 45 days. And they announced they're closing the plant.
Hey, that's a great economy. The economy's great. It's a liberal lie that it isn't. Thank you for the call, Dave. Great points. Dylan Avery, again, I'm just so glad you stood up to the plate, made a great film. Your second edition is even better. We'll carry it at InfoWars.com. Thank you so much for defending this country.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, Alex. I've been looking forward to it.
You bet. And we look forward to having you back on again in the future. So God bless you.
Yeah, you too, Alex. Take care of yourself.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, folks. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.